Sorrow. You will get a lots of sorrow in your life. At every step you will get it. But you cannot give any sorrow to anyone. Not allowed. Simple as that. If Rahu were to become your Atmakaraka, cheating. So what does it mean? Don't cheat. No, you cannot cheat. If you try to cheat, you will get caught. You will surely get caught.
Does that mean you will be cheated though?
You will be cheated many times. Many times you will be cheated. You are fortunate if you are cheated from the spiritual point of view. Very, very fortunate. Huh? Some of the biggest saints, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, Srila Prabhupada, all have Rahu as Atmakaraka. This is the 8 planet paradigm of the Charakaraka.
Mars.
Total Ahimsa. You will find that for reasons you cannot explain, people will express tremendous amount of anger, himsa, violence against you. But you will practice Ahimsa, non-violence. You cannot explain the reasons why they are like that. I have seen this, my Ashok, one of my students. For some reason, he would practice. So then I said, your greatest challenge in life is now, not only must you practice Ahimsa, but if possible, some criminals, murderers, people who fight too much, make them also give away their weapons. You have that strength. If you are able to activate your Atmakaraka, you can even make the biggest of criminals throw their weapons away. Like Gautam Buddha. Tathagata. Venus, what would Venus say? You love everybody, nobody loves you. Everybody in very mildly. Yes, they suffer a lot when it comes to relationships. Okay, so am I clear about, pardon? I have done that. I mean, the whole list is there. You can check it out. Basic point, I want you to understand the point that Ketu cannot be. Now having got 8 planets, and this is the most, now any religion, a religion like Hinduism is based upon these 8 planets and the directions it gives. This is called the Ashtadala Padma or the 8 petal lotus. How many of you have read about the Kala Chakra? Yes. Now, there is a direct link between the Ashtadala Padma and the 8 Charakarakas. I don't have a light now and I'm taking time to draw that. Tomorrow when this is okay, I'll do it. Yeah. Tomorrow when the bulb is there, I'll show this to you. Now, the 8 petal lotus takes the 8 planets as per the Kala Chakra diagram. And these 8 planets will represent the 8 souls. Don't do something at a time. I mean, I'll teach you how to use the Kala Chakra. It's a very interesting thing. And the Kala Chakra is directly linked to your soul. Okay? So anyway, I'll leave it here. The Kala Chakra, the 8 Charakarakas. The Charakarakas you will require when you do various things in Jyotish and various aspects of it like longevity, things like that, spirituality, things like that. Okay. Charakarakas represent the different souls who come into your life. Your father is a soul. Mother is a soul. Father is different from mother. The eight planet scheme clearly accepts that father is different from mother. The 7 planet scheme has the flaw that father gets merged. In which places would this be applicable? Let us assume that the 7 planet, Parashara says that during his time the 7 planet scheme was also being used. Germany is very clear about it. Yes, some astrologers use it. Or maybe there are some situations where it could be used. If both Jaimini and Parashara have said, if it was something totally bogus, why would Parashara say it? He would just have ignored it. What could the 7 planet, 7 Charakaraka scheme be used for? Anybody, any ideas? But even then there was a father. Same degrees, there is the exception method. No, Antya and all that. Antya Karaka, Madhya Karaka, Madhya Kheta and all that. No. No. In all those beings, where the father is not required for the creation, are there beings where the father is not required for the creation? Any guesses? Any guesses? I know this is very, very difficult. Pardon? Yeah, they can produce without the father. Probably that could be the only place where I can think